57-year-old Carla Hale says the grievance committee for the Central Ohio Association of Catholic Educators is not supporting her efforts to get her job back. Hale has filed a complaint with the city of Columbus, which prohibits firings based on sexual orientation. Hale says she was fired after her partner's name was revealed in her mother's published obituary and someone complained. Columbus Catholic Diocese Bishop Frederick Campbell says Hale was fired because she violated the church's moral teachings by having what he describes as a quasi-spousal relationship with a woman. Hale disagrees.
My living arrangements are, my personal business, and I'm a very moral person. I did not violate the terms of my employment at Bishop Watterson. Prefer to have Coase backing. I recognize the tremendous support I receive on a daily basis. My decision to acknowledge a loved one in my mother's obituary was not immoral. I am not immoral.
Hale's attorney, Tom Tootle, says she's turning to an online fundraising site to raise money to pay for her appeals.
Arbitrations can be very expensive, and so without the support and assistance of the Central Ohio Association of Catholic Educators, we will need the support of all of those who have been out there.
A group called Hailstorm Ohio, which claims to have 5,000 members, says it will continue to support Hale's efforts. Spokesperson Amanda Finelli.
We have a real opportunity not only to see justice done for a great teacher and a great mentor, but also to make history. What we do here can impact employment policy all over the country. And I think it's a real opportunity to show people that we won't stand for this kind of discrimination.
The group plans a demonstration at the Columbus Diocese this weekend. The group says it has collected 125,000 signatures on a petition at change.org. A petition started by supporters of the diocese on the same website has collected 700 signatures.